Blog Talk Radio.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi.
Excited tonight about tonight's show. We're here with some sisters who just coming off a beautiful retreat, and y'all want them to share. We want them to share with you tonight. I know we have started a series called Hebrew Culture, but we're not offline. When I thought about it earlier, talking to Abba, he let me know, hey, when these sisters share, they will be sharing Hebrew culture. Anytime you talk about the word of Yah and his people, you're talking about Hebrew culture. So we're still online with Hebrew culture.
No.
So we'll pick back up with that when Yah say so, because next week you could have something else coming down the pipe. I don't know. I'm just going to be a vessel and move when he say move. But tonight we have some sisters here. We also have some sisters online who just come off a beautiful retreat. And we're going to allow them to introduce themselves first, and then they're going to share an experience that they had with Abba.
Hi, my name is Kadishia.
Shalom.
I had a beautiful experience with the creator. Every time we get together and go away, we expect some wonderful things to happen. And he always shows up and shows us that he's with us.
Hallelujah.
You know, so that's
Shalom, my name is Sister Malka. I also enjoyed the time, looking forward to, you know, really sharing in the conversation.
Shalom, I'm Sister Sarah. I agree. Definitely had a very good time and some eye-opening experiences.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. I'm Sister Aliora, and I have to agree with my sisters. We had an awesome retreat. This is wonderful how the Most High blesses us during that time. And it's just an experience that we look forward to year after year, according to his will. And I'm excited for the opportunity to share that with others, because
Hallelujah.
It is just awesome every time.
Hallelujah. Sister Moria?
Shalom, you can hear me?
Okay.
Shalom, everyone. My name is Moria, Jersey. I make the effort every year to make sure that I'm at the retreat just because of the experience that we have and the work that the Most High does with us while we have separated ourselves to just focus on Him. And it really is, you know, just, you know, to be a broken record, and an amazing experience, really. One that we all look forward to, and, you know, as we get off of one, we're already looking forward. As a matter of fact, before we even leave the retreat, we're already planning the next retreat. That's how much, you know, we look forward to this time with the Most High and with each other.
Amen. Amen.
I think we have Sister Ahava? Or is that Ima?
It's Ima.
Hey, Shalom, Ima.
Shalom, everyone. I'm Ima Deborah, and I was at the retreat as Yah has blessed us for so many years. And it's wonderful to see how, where He takes us, what the dwelling is like, and also the lessons that He has, how we have no idea what any or each of us has done, but we know it's from the Creator because they all fall right in line, same theme. And it's amazing to see that even though it happens every year, it's still amazing, and I look so forward to it.
Hallelujah. I think we have Sister Ahava?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Sis? Okay. Yes, I'm here.
If you want to introduce yourself, just introduce yourself, sis.
Sister Ahava, kind of a long-time vet. Been here about 20-plus years, walking this way in the faith. And loving the Father and, you know, love the fellowship of my sister.
Hallelujah. Tell that, sis.
Hallelujah. When I first saw Sister Bithia, she was telling me about it this Sabbath. And she was telling me some things, and I don't want to disclose that just yet. I'm going to let y'all bring that out. And I was my soul was jumping for joy because I was so happy because I could see the excitement in her face. And tonight when I was sitting here, I was just so happy because to see Abba move and to open up to anybody is a blessing, you know. So how did the retreats come about, Sister Eliora?
It came about
from
me. We've been having retreats for several years.
Yeah.
They started off fairly small as weekend gatherings for fellowship among the sisters as an opportunity for women of Yah with like minds to come together and, you know, just have scriptural discussion and talk about those things pertaining to women, family, husband, service, and you just can't do that in a weekend. So it has grown, and from those short discussions in a weekend, we've grown to a 8-day-long retreat where we engage in deep prayer, study of the Word, fellowship, activities that range from learning about things for household, learning about care for families, learning about food and food preparation, just a number of things, even sewing, weaving, just whatever you could think that would pertain to a woman of the Most High.
Hallelujah.
He really brings the women together with the many talents and gifts that he has given each one of us, and it just gives us the opportunity to focus on those things for those days, and also just to rest.
Mm-hmm.
We are blessed in our assembly to have husbands who respect and appreciate that time for their wives and daughters. So the men allow us to do that, and they care for the home. And we go, we kind of, as it was said, this retreat, get our marching orders for the year. You know, we get refueled. We talk about what our focus is going to be for the year. And we move forward in that according to the Most High's will.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody would like to add to that?
When we started the retreats, one of the thoughts behind it was also, as women, you know, we always had, we gave a lot of energy towards the house, towards our husbands. Our children were small when we started the retreats. And it was like an opportunity for us to carve out time to be daughters of Yah. You know, where we didn't have to worry about husbands or children or jobs. It was just us meeting with our Father. You know, so it was, like Sister said, getting marching orders, but yet spending that time with Abba.
Right. Sister Sarah, being one of the youngest women here, how have the retreats helped you?
For me personally, retreats have been almost like a time to reset and refresh almost. I feel like throughout the year, a lot of things happen, and then you come to the retreat, and it's like almost like it gives you the push and the drive to make it to the next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I've always looked forward to for the retreats. It's like, because you're taking this time away from your normal everyday life,
mm-hmm.
and you are giving all your time focusing on the Most High, and it's like, it just re-energizes you.
Tona.
I'm glad that you asked Sarah that question, and I just want to say that each year that we have a young lady reach maturity, she's been invited to
Amen.
The retreat, and
Amen.
It becomes a special occasion on her first time to come to the retreat, because we are no longer looking at her as a child,
Amen.
But we're looking at her as a sister, you know, still, you know, needing training and learning from
Amen.
Mothers and elders, but also as a young lady of Yah now, with all the responsibilities that come along with that. And we love to see our young daughters come to the retreat and step up and take their place as a woman of the Most High and
oh,
all
yeah.
that is a part of that. And I just want to tell Sarah and our other young ladies that have been each year coming to the retreat just how proud we are of them becoming sisters
Amen.
With us in
Amen.
This walk, because the world offers so many other choices.
Yeah, yeah.
And we love to see our young ladies choose Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And also, some of the one of the things that we do with the young ladies is we give them a hope check,
Hallelujah.
Which we fill it with different things to prepare them for their husbands
Amen.
Or their children
Hallelujah.
To come. And we may put in spiritual things, anything that we feel as though they need
Amen.
To help them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
In the household.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, Hebrew culture, we have not missed a beat, and we learning from the daughters of Yah, the Hebrew culture. Ema Deva.
Okay, let me get that.
And being the matriarch, what is that responsibility like?
Yeah, could you repeat that for me?
Do you hear me?
I can now. Could you repeat it for me, please?
What is that responsibility like, being a matriarch?
Ooh. Well, you know, it's...
We got good kids.
It's twofold. Number one, it's just an amazing feeling of... to be thought of in that way, that you can make a difference in the lives of young ladies, your daughters, your sisters, and it's a complete honor to be thought of that way. And also it comes with a lot of responsibility, because for me, I don't want to steer any of them in the wrong direction, anything wrong. So it helps me, because then it makes me stay and study with the Creator, to stay close to the Creator, because I want Him to be guiding me in whatever I say or do, because I know they're watching me, they're listening to me, and I want it to be totally coming from the Creator. And it's also amazing to watch them grow in the Creator.
Yeah.
It's just, that is just the most wonderful, amazing thing. And I have seen all my daughters, I have seen them grow from lambs to total women, daughters of the Most High. And it is just, it's a feeling I can't describe.
Hallelujah.
What a great honor I would have bestowed upon you, because you've been around for a long time.
It's an honor.
Time, what, about 25, 30 years, Emma?
Yes.
I want to get your age up now.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind. You can tell my age. I am so blessed to be 65 years old. Hallelujah. I don't mind.
Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. And it is, it's an honor, and I'm just so blessed. Sometimes I sit down and I talk to the Creator, and I cannot believe that, you know, you chose little old me to be with you and to have daughters like this, and it really sometimes it just knocks me off my feet.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also have Sister Bithia online. We want to... to get her to introduce herself. Sister Bithia.
Oh, Shalom.
Shalom.
How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good.
And you also,
what is it?
It's called the Ema in the congregation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know,
Ema in training.
Even though you haven't been around as long as a lot of the sisters, but the honor that Yahweh still bestowed upon you, because they still call you Ema and look towards you for that life experience. How, share some of that with us.
It's a blessing. I'm an Ema in training. I'm under sisters. Ema Debbie. So she's teaching me a lot, but also it's for me it's getting to learn my sisters and being able to share my life experience, because I'm not mature in the word, but like you said, in life experience, just listening to my sisters and trying to allow the Most High to tell me what to say, and not to continue to not to put my own thoughts in it. Just leaning on the Most High to tell them. And if it is a life experience that He wants me to speak to them, then I try to share that with them the best of my ability, and hopefully that they will learn from it, because I don't want to lead them in the wrong directions, not willingly and not knowingly. So I rely on the Most High, and I'm grateful that He has allowed me to be a part of Beth Yahweh and to be able to speak to any of my sisters. This retreat was a great experience because I got to to know each one of my sisters individually and spend time with them. And I'm grateful for that. And
hallelujah.
I thank the Most High. You know, He allowed me to live this long to speak anything to anyone.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
If anybody have anything they want to say that's online, just have to hit 1 and we'll pull you right in. What was the theme for this year retreat?
Okay. Me and Elior planned the retreat, and the Father gave Yah is the light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that was the thing.
Hallelujah. Yes.
So Yah is the light. So when we went there, we came into the place. It was a lit candle on the table. But you were looking around, and I was like, who lit this candle? Who lit this candle? Nobody lit the candle. But it was confirmation for us that that's the name of the retreat and that He gave it to us.
Amen.
You know? And also, I was telling my husband, and I didn't think about it until later, it was a lightning bug in there. Remember, like
one night, yeah.
Right, one night, and it was lit up.
Yeah.
It was like the light was there.
Amen.
You know, so we had some exciting moments. Hopefully, we'll get into it.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to add to that.
I just want to say yes. This year, our theme was Yah is light, and it's such a blessing. You know, the Father. Each time we have a retreat, He reveals, you know, just what He wants the focus to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that and move according to His will and planning what it is we want to focus on. So it's really, really a blessing. Just as I know some of our brothers experience when they, you know, when they are so moved by the Spirit to speak or to teach or to talk, to feel the Most High actually move through you and compel you to study certain things, to speak on certain things, and to share things amongst one another. It is it is a joy that I cannot put in words. Like the scriptures say, it's like fire in my bones. You just want to talk about it, and, you know, and profess His greatness, you know, to all people. I know it sounds kind of like a lot, but how can you contain God?
Hallelujah.
I just want to say one thing. You know, I was telling one of the sisters, I don't know which one, who was at the retreat, but I was like, this is Abba's retreat. We just here. We just here.
Yeah.
You know, because
that's
He
right.
runs
that's
the
right.
whole show down to the last.
To the last.
I mean, everything is like, boom, bang. He just knew
Literally, that's how I feel. Like, like when we're heading to the house, it's like, Abba's already there.
Right.
Yeah.
The Melakim are there.
Right.
And He's waiting for us.
That's right.
You know? And that's a wonderful feeling to have, knowing. I mean, that's our expectation, that He has never let us down. Never let us down.
We have somebody online who. Hello?
Moya.
Sister Moya?
Yes, Kayla. I just wanted to comment. I was listening to both of our emails speaking, and I just wanted to they express how appreciative they are of having us as, you know, daughters, and I just really wanted to mention that how blessed that we are to have them as our Ima, because none of our natural mothers are walking this way. And when it comes to that mother figure, you know, the Most High has blessed us not with one but with two Imas. One that is both one who has much more experience in the word, and one who doesn't, but still has that wealth of wisdom and knowledge, and still and time, you know, Ima Bithia also has this excited, you know, spirit about her because she's still so young in the Word. And that ignites me anyway. It makes me remember when I first came in the Word and I was so excited and, you know, saw the Most High in everything and all the time. And so the Most High has blessed us as a group with our Emas. And I just want to
say
that we appreciate them. And and it's really a blessing. The Father saw what we needed and gave us what we needed. We have those women in our lives as mothers, as spiritual mothers, as a pillar of wisdom and an example of how to be as women. And I just wanted to say that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Memorable moment. You remember. Sister Sarah, what are some of the memorable moments? And everybody can speak on this.
Mm-hmm. Just from this past retreat? Or any retreat.
How long have you been going?
This was my fourth year.
Fourth year, okay.
I'm going to speak from this past retreat. That's a lot of pressure in my mind. I would say a memorable moment for me was actually when my mother was teaching. She was teaching about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was memorable for me because it was almost like an aha moment, almost like, you know, this a light switch went off because, you know, people have their own internal struggles.
Yeah.
And it was like, in that moment, I figured out, you know, the thing that I was missing.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, because I always felt like something was missing. And it was like, you know, it just seems so simple. You know, you get baptized to receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess sometimes growing up in the faith, you don't think about those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And how you should be baptized to receive something like that.
Right.
And it was just like a light bulb went off. And I was like, that's what I'm missing. Mm-hmm. So that was a really big moment for me this past retreat.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Elio.
One of the memorable moments that sticks out in my mind was not a singular moment, but it was something that occurred throughout the retreat. The Most High moved on Sister Khadijah to have us kind of draw lots of Hebrew letters.
Okay.
And on those lots, not only did it have the letter, but it had some words that talked about characteristics or qualities
right.
or things like that. And not that I expected anything different because things like this always happen. Each individual drew a lot, and to read it and experience it,
mm-hmm.
it was like the Most High was specifically speaking to you.
Yeah.
So the assignment was to reflect on those words,
mm-hmm.
and then we kind of had like a roundtable discussion for ourselves. What did we see through drawing that lot? And then sisters shared what they reflected and thought of that lot drawn for yourself. And it was such a wonderful experience because, first of all, it made you look inside yourself. You had to kind of connect with the Father and pray, you know, for some revelation and understanding.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, then he brought word from several sisters. And
yeah.
and my experience personally was that letter was specifically chosen for me.
Mm-hmm.
And my observation as we went through the letters that were chosen for each sister, that they too felt, wow, the Most High really gave this to me.
Amen.
And, you know, it was just a wonderful moment. If any of my sisters want to speak on that, I'm sure that many other people had the same. But it was
a great activity, and mm-hmm. these are the kinds of things that the Most High does with us mm-hmm. when we go.
Well, it was I have a lot of memorable moments, and I do have one with this retreat, but I'm gonna leave it to the sisters to talk about that part about the creator showing up when they was praying. But anyway, one of the memorable moments that I remember was that Abba wrote us all a letter.
Hallelujah.
And the letter was just pertaining to me, it was personal.
Yep.
You know, each one of the sisters got a letter, and each one of the sisters, it was personal to them.
Yep.
You know, I still got the letter.
Me too.
And I occasionally pull it out and read it. And that was the right moment.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Really.
Eva Debbie did that.
Eva
Debbie. Yeah.
Well, y'all do her.
Yeah, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
I'm
fine. One of my memorable moments was it was a retreat. I think it was part of the last retreat we had here,
mm-hmm.
where it wasn't so much a teaching retreat. It was more like a praising retreat. I just remember that Shabbat, because it was right before Yom Kippur, and we had visitors down, and we just literally sang the entire time. And so we came up with Kalei Olam, and it was just a fun retreat. Cause like I said, unlike others where we're more studious, this was really just a praise retreat.
Amen.
You know, and that's one of my favorite memories. You know, when I think about, but this retreat, I was telling the sisters, was one of the best retreats we've had. It really was. Because Abba, it has to get better because we grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just reveals more, and the more we let go and the more we let him, the more we're just amazed, you know. Even down to activities, we don't just say we're going to do an activity.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we wait. As a matter of fact, I think it was a week before the retreat where Ema was talking about she wasn't sure if she was going to teach or not. And in the middle of saying that sentence, she was like, uh-oh, the Father just was bringing her spirit right away.
Hallelujah.
You know, it really is, this is his thing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody online? What the shit is?
Who
we got?
Yeah.
Okay. Ema Bithia?
Hello. Yes. I've been coming for 3 years. Yahweh has blessed me, and I'm so grateful that he has blessed me to be able to come to the retreat, because it was something that I had prayed for a while. And the first year I went, sometimes we think that we are doing a good thing, or we're this way or that way. And this particular year, Abba gave us a word. It was one of the fruits of the Spirit. And my word was kind. And I just thought, you know, wow, you know, Father, you gave me this word. And I hear people say, oh, Sister Bithia, you're so kind, you're this. But I see something, or saw something in me that needed to come out to show me I was not kind. And from that point on, I started working on trying not to be that way, what he showed me. And it was my thoughts and how I treated my husband. I wasn't kind towards him, so I had to work on that. This retreat, I felt like the Most High, he showed me a dream. I was going up a mountain, and I was telling Kadeshia, Yahweh showed me this particular part of the road because I, in a dream, and I had to make it up this mountain, and my car conked out. And I picked my car up like Fred Flintstone, and I walked my car up the mountain because I knew I had to get up there. So on the way to the retreat, he showed me that particular section of the dream where I was walking up that mountain with the car. And being there, I lost my glasses. At least I thought I misplaced my glasses. And I was frantic. I couldn't find my glasses. So Aliora said she was praying, and then she said she was getting ready to pray about this one particular thing. And I said, thank you, Father. He showed me the color of my coat. He showed me the trace of my jacket pocket, and that's where my glasses were before she even spoke it.
Hallelujah.
Before she spoke it out of her mouth, before she spoke it out in a prayer, he showed it to me, and I was so grateful, and I said, thank you, Father. But just to know that he is there with us, not just, you know, there in the mountain, but he brought us down out of that mountain back to reality. And like one of the sisters said, that was just something to help us to know what our what we have to work towards for this year. And I'm grateful that the Most High allowed me to come and spend time with my sisters and spend time with him, and he talks to us, and I'm grateful. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Did you share something with me this Sabbath, sister? You still there, Emma?
Yes, I'm here.
You
yes.
shared something with me this Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
I want you to share that with the family.
What was that?
The thunder.
Oh, wow. Wow. Malcolm.
Yeah.
We had gotten up early to pray for, Alior suggested that, you know, anyone that wanted to pray early in the morning for the children, these prayers were specifically for the children.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up and we were praying that morning. It was Thursday morning. And the thunder and lightning had started like 3 o'clock that morning that I heard, that I remember. But we got up that morning and we were praying, and I think Malcolm prayed, and I think Alior prayed. I'm not sure how that went. And then I prayed, and I asked the Most High. I was praying for Joshua and Shana, and I was asking the Most High to shake the house, shake the bed with a loud thunder. And then Samaria was praying, and I think in the middle of her prayer, the Most High did it. A lightning came across our eyes. And if I, you know, sisters, did that happen with you? You saw that light come across your eyes? And our heads were bowed, so that light had to come and light up the whole room for us to see that, at least for me. And when I saw that light cross my eyes and you heard that loud thunder, we knew the Most High was there, and that was the last thing he said that day in the thunder and lightning, because he didn't thunder and lightning anymore that day. But he heard our prayer. But if, I mean, sis, you know, sisters, if y'all remember anything else that I'm leaving out, you know, please share it.
Oh, yes, yes. Somebody wanted to share.
I did. Because I go but I was in bed when it happened, and it literally woke me up. Hey, what the heck going on? And I was like, my makeup, man. That's all I could do. So when I got up the next morning, that morning, I talked with my sisters, and I found out what happened. I told them I was a witness.
Hallelujah.
Sister, that be flexible, though. Woke me up.
Shalom, Mahaba.
Shalom, bro. How are you?
Well,
I'm well. I just want to, you know, share how excited I get when I'm able to actually come to the yearly retreat. I remember not last year because I wasn't able to come. My mom had a surgery, but the year before, I remember coming up the mountain and the car that I was driving, like, having some difficulty. It was like, you know, I'm literally like going almost vertical. I'm going up. And I'm just like, I'm so excited. And once I got to the top of the mountain, you know, I praised the Father. It was me and Kaya, you know, in the car. And I was just so happy to be there. And it made me automatically think about Moshe going up the mountain to commune with the Father.
Yep.
You know, and how we say when we go on these retreats, literally this is our time away from all the trouble that's down that mountain. Because
mm-hmm.
we know when we go back down, it's going to be trouble again.
Mm-hmm.
But when we
right.
go up that
that's
mountain,
right.
we have that time and that opportunity, not just to fellowship with each other, but to really, really commune with the Father. And this year was no different. You know, one of the things that I see, it always seems like every single time I'm able to attend, it's like the Almighty is peeling back another layer of revelation.
Amen.
You know, and he's just adding to the things that we learned last year and the year before that and the year before that. And, you know, just like Ima Bithia was saying how, you know, when we draw lots and the Almighty has us pick whether it be Hebrew letters or, you know, different things. And 2 years ago, I picked, we all had little crowns. And on each one of these crowns, there was a characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose integrity. And initially, when you pick it, and you're like, integrity, okay, well, what does that mean? So I literally had to go back and look up the word and really understand what is it that the Almighty is really trying to show me. And
mm-hmm.
just like Ima Bithia showed me that I lacked integrity when it came to studying his word and just how I was, you know, doing my everyday thing, just living. And it immediately made me feel a sense of remorse. Like, okay, Father, you know what? Thank you for bringing this to my attention because I need to get better. You know, I need to do better. You know, and even this year when we picked the Hebrew letters, every single time, it's profoundly for that individual sister. And, you know, the opportunities that we get to share, you know, with each other. I mean, it's always a purifying event
mm-hmm.
when we sit
Amen.
Together and
Amen.
We do a round. And when I say purifying, sometimes there's tears of sadness. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's laughter right after that. It's joy.
Mm-hmm.
It's every gambit of emotion because the Almighty is really showing us the things that he wants. Either he's purging us. He's
mm-hmm.
building
Amen.
Us up. You know, I mean, you know, my 17-year-old, Sarah, she called, when we were on our way back, she said to me, she called, she said, Emma, what's taking you guys so long? I said, we're kind of stuck on the highway. We were on 70 and there was some traffic. So I was telling her about how much of a good time we had at the retreat. She said to me, Emma, I can't wait to go. And I just
Hallelujah.
Said, praise the Father. She said, I can't wait to be 20 so I can go and see what it is. And I'm just like, wow.
Hallelujah.
I want you
Hallelujah.
To come and meet with the Father too.
Amen. Yes, yes.
You know, so it's always a time to be with the Father. And, you know, when you're home on your own and you're praying, that's always good. But when, just like the scripture says, how good it is, how good and pleasant it is when brothers can dwell together in unity.
Amen.
It's the same
yes.
thing for sisters.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You
friend,
Shalom, Sister Calibia.
Shalom, shalom, Aki. How are you?
I'm well.
Good, good.
Well, you want to share? You want to introduce yourself first to the family? I said Calibia, but I, you know, I got corrected over here. So you go ahead and introduce yourself.
It's okay. It's all right. Sister Maria, been walking this way for over 20 years, and I have been at every sisters retreat that we had in our little group.
And Amen.
It started out just pulling the women together to purify themselves and sanctify themselves before the feast days came in. And we saw the need for us to be more aligned with the will of the Father, you know, just learning how to be wives and mothers and daughters of the Most High and trying to figure out together, you know, what it is that the Father will have us do. And it has been a wonderful journey. We learn something new every year, and like it was already said, I'm sure, I'm just kind of getting on the line, I'm sure it was said that the Father teaches us something, and he shows up every year, whether it's from the lessons and the lot that I draw on. You know, we just put everything in his hands, you know. We let him choose, you know, what he wants us to be or how he mold us into what his desire is. And some of us go kicking and screaming, and some of us just allow transition to take place.
Amen.
Yeah, it was no different. Another thing, I don't know if this was mentioned, but every year we, or maybe, I don't know, sisters help me out, maybe for the past 7, 8, or 9 years, we have been coming together, unifying ourselves, not just in spirit and in fellowship and praise and worship of the Father, but we would always take a picture. And it was always us being unified. You know, it's like a physical manifestation of our unification, not just with the Father, but with each other, you know. And,
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Really, I would say Sister Malcolm kind of spearheaded that a little bit, calling each other a cult. And when we can't understand what that truly, truly was, being a strong wall for one another, it seemed like our picture starts to manifest or personify that wall. You know, would y'all say that?
Oh, yeah.
So linking arms, and one picture we were holding each other's back, and, you know, letting one another know that I have your back, and, you know, raising our hands to the Father, always putting the Father first. That's all.
Hallelujah.
It's to go back over the years and see, you know, the manifestation of what we're really trying to, what we're trying to do. We're trying to be one with the Father, most importantly, but we're also trying to be one with one another. And we're helping another along this journey. And that's very important. Like it was also said, I'm sure the tears, you know, and sometimes it's tears of joy, sometimes it's just, you know, just breaking down. I know at this past retreat, I had a meltdown and a breakdown, and where the Most High just, he sends his arms and he wraps his arms around you. You know it's him. You just know it's him. Know that the Father is a spirit, but he is manifested in his daughters, and he is manifested in his people, and it's just a beautiful thing to participate in. And my prayer is that we continue, and that we also impart this strong desire for our daughters to do likewise, to follow in our steps, and to constantly just make the steps, or take the steps to grow in the Father. And,
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It was a blessed time, and I'm just thankful to have been a part of it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have somebody else who wants to share. Now, outside, and I was listening. How could I be a part of this? What would I have to go through?
Well, actually, in the past, we've had an open door policy with our women's retreat because it was really a time for the women to gather together. But as we grew in wisdom, we figured that we couldn't just always let people we don't know inside our intimate circle, because it is intimacy that happens there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you might not want to always share deep things about your marriage or yourself or your children with people you don't know. So Yah led our elders to give us one, you have to be at least 20, mm-hmm. and you have to be in the congregation for at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
That way, relationships can be built with those who are new, and everyone who's there can be comfortable. One of the things that I just wanted to interject as well is, you know, this is a women's retreat, but it really is not. It's not for punks.
Right.
You know, we really hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
We really do sometimes dig into one another,
mm-hmm.
but you can't go nowhere.
Right.
So you before you leave,
right.
you're going to have to squash it.
Right.
You know, at some point, because sometimes, you know, people, you know, we're women, our emotions get hurt, all that
mm-hmm.
good stuff, and that's how the Father made us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we go here.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, you know, your poop stink.
Right.
You know, but here's an air freshener.
Right.
They'll love you.
Amen.
You know, so if you have a new sister or a new person who's not used to that kind
right.
of honesty,
right.
that
right.
could be a stumbling block.
Right. Amen.
You
Amen.
Know? But what we do have for people who might not be a part of the congregation is we do have a midwinter fellowship,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, just give us a reason, especially since Samaria, to get everybody together
right.
and to set a table. So we did this when the brothers go away and you all retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We figured, well, we're all here. We don't got nothing else to do because
right.
usually
That's
it's
right.
on the holidays
right.
that we don't keep. So
right.
we said, hey, we just want to have a fellowship with us and friends that we know and family,
mm-hmm.
and we do little activities and, you know, little lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of an avenue for those who might not be able to come to the retreat at that time. So
Amen.
We still, you know, something to offer to others.
Amen. I like that. You got to try the spirit. You know,
yeah.
you can't just bring anybody in. You know, Satan comes in many walks.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture says he turned himself into an angel of light. And, you know, you want to get in there and disrupt that. So I like that. You know, I know my rabbi who's sitting over there is learning. I'm learning, like, wow, you know, Rabbi's retreat got to be like that. I know he's sitting over there like that. We're going to get it right. I like the part where you said y'all hold each other accountable,
right.
you know. So you have to build a sisterhood first before you can be able to tear somebody down and say, okay,
right.
I love you still, because a new person may not take that right off their hand, you know.
What? Right.
Because a lot of Hebrew Israelites are not Hebrew Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
What does a day consist of in the retreat? I mean, the schedule. How did y'all come up with the schedules and all?
We have retreat planners, and they kind of organize
mm-hmm.
the whole of the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And a typical day would begin with prayer. We do have that early morning sunrise
mm-hmm.
prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will have a breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
After breakfast, we will go into Torah lessons, teachings. Different sisters will, as they are led by the Most High, bring forth lessons. Some of the lessons we had this year, one was about having the Holy Spirit. We had another one about obedience to the Father. We had a lesson about choose, like, you know, make this decision to live your life according to the Most High. We also, this week, had like a series each day where Sister Khadijah taught on the armor of Yah and how we, as women, how that applies to us and how we need to put that armor on.
Amen.
In addition to study lessons, we have activities. This year, the activities coincided with Sister Khadijah's lessons. So as she was teaching about the armor,
mm-hmm.
we actually were doing hands-on activities.
Yeah.
So where it tells us to gird up our loins,
mm-hmm.
The sisters actually engaged in some hands-on weaving. We went
Amen.
Back
Amen.
And studied the ancient art of weaving, because this is what Hebrew women did. They
Amen.
Were responsible for making the clothing for their
Amen.
Family. So we had a 2016 experience of weaving. And we realized
how difficult it must have been for our Hebrew foremothers to actually make some clothing for their whole family, linens and all that.
Yeah. A lot of my family would have been naked.
It took a week for some of us to make a belt. Well, that's what it is. A girdle is a type of a belt. So Sister Malka is showing her handiwork. We also, you know, we made our shield of faith. We made our breastplates in the form of other activities like tie-dye and T-shirts and jewelry making. You know, fun activities that gave us the opportunity to sit around the table and talk and discuss and a fellowship in some very relaxing activities. And we do that each year. We've done lots of things, canning and sewing. So we do those things in addition to our studies.
Right.
After our studies in the morning, we usually have a break for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Many years we have what we call prayer closet, and so you have time to go in and offer your personal prayer to the Father in some of your free time. We do outings. This year we went, we're so blessed to be in the mountains. And, you know, last year we were down by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing the Most High's creation and going to appreciate that.
Hallelujah.
So this year we went to a lakefront beach, which was a mountain lake.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to just see the beauty of the mountains and what the Most High had, you know, created for us to enjoy. And then in the evenings, we may have another study and dinner.
Book club.
Usually have a book club, so we do a book club roundtable discussion. We have movie nights where we do, you know, some spiritual movies or Bible movies and discuss those things. We play games. So it's really, really a full week of wonderful activities.
Mm-hmm.
I see you getting some ideas.
I was.
I don't know how we missed this. The restaurant.
Oh, oh man.
This happened, I don't know, how
last
many years ago?
Year.
2 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, it started off as a simple, because we team up to share the responsibility of cooking dinner.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it was usually two sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned out to be restaurants.
Right. Yeah, restaurant.
You know, so Sister Samaria, Sister Aliora had
Pink and Blue.
Pink and Blue.
Okay.
And Sister Khadijah and Sister Ema, they were Ema Gondolas. Sarah and Nataki was shorties because they're short.
Okay.
And Gloria and I were Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
We're twins.
Right.
And then the first year we did it was like, to me, it was the best year because then we started doing chop after that.
Yeah.
So we cooked this elaborate meal and we would dress up tables to match our theme. Like, their kitchen was totally pink and blue. You know, one year my sister and I dressed identical down to the jewelry, you know. And then we just did like, went around with a camera, Sister Samaria, and you just did like a chop episode.
Yeah.
Well, this meal was so delicious. I like how they caramelized the onions, and it was just wonderful. I don't know how we missed the restaurant. That was one of our best memories.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We have fun.
And we always take sister pictures also.
Yes,
always. Always, every year, do a theme of what we're going to wear,
mm-hmm.
and everybody be in uniform, and we take lovely pictures.
It sounds so beautiful, you know. Like again, if I was a sister on the outside, I would want to be a part of that, you know, because the unity and the honesty, you know, and for it to work, honesty have to be there, you know. And it seems like you sisters, y'all have that. Y'all lay every down. We used to have a thing called get naked.
Right.
It seemed like y'all truly get naked there, you know. Truly open up yourselves, you know. And that was from our rabbi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how he taught. Mm-hmm. You know, for years he would lay his life on the line, and you be like, I wouldn't have said that if I was me. You know, I wouldn't open that up by myself. You know, but once you get into the word and the word get into you, you have no choice but to open up. Some things come out your mouth, and you don't even know what came out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you try to pull it back, and it's no going back.
Right.
That's the beautiful thing. That's what I'm hearing is, y'all don't hide from each other. And that's one thing that I wish the brothers can take note of, that there's no hiding once you are part of this thing we call Yisrael, Hebrew Israelite. You have to open up. We have a sister online.
Shalom. How's everyone?
Everyone is well. How about yourself?
That's good. Oh, I'm Teshuvia, of course, and I wanted to share something as I was listening to you speak about the nakedness. I believe that we're able to be like that with one another because of the genuine love that the sisters have for each other. I've been there, it's going on my third year, and I genuinely know that they love me, but most importantly, they love the Father. So they're always going to steer one another in the direction of right according to Him. So I just wanted to share that with you all.
Hallelujah. You still there? Ema still online?
Mm-hmm.
Shalom, Ema. Can you hear me? Ema Deborah.
Oh, hello. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
What is one of your most memorable moments?
It's been so many, but one that I think really stood out when we were saying how the Almighty does, He shows us that He's with us at every retreat. This one particular retreat, it was mostly praising the Creator, and we were singing, and Ema Abigail added into one of the songs that we generally sing, and she added an extra verse in there. And she added the part where we say, "Yah, we love you." And when we were singing that, it just started lightning and the wind just started coming. We had the window open and it just shot through, and we opened the door and it just shot through that house, just lightning, and it was no rain, nothing, but for just about a minute, it just came through while we were singing that. And it let us know the Father heard us, and He was accepting that from us and letting us know He heard us and He loved us. And it was unexplainable how lifting that was to know that the Father was with us and He heard us.
Amen. Amen.
And I also wanted to speak on when the sister was saying the love for us. And I find that to me, every retreat we have, our sisterhood, our wall gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And if you think about it, like you say, we get naked. It's because you never know a person till you live with them. And for those days, we be living with each other. We sleep together. We eat together. We cry together. We pray together. We study together. We do it all together, and we know each other. And this just makes our wall stronger. And I just want to just praise Yah for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, He definitely has given us the retreat as a way to keep our sisterhood tight.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
That's true.
Hallelujah. Toda, Ema. Anything else you want to add? I'm sorry.
Did
you want to say that?
I just basically want to say, you know,
These ladies are my strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I have grown also. And I think if it wasn't for them pushing me and being a good example for me, you know, they have helped me a lot. And this for this retreat, I really exposed myself, you know. And it took a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I purged myself.
Amen.
Because I let it go, you
Amen.
Know. And I'm thankful to have them. Bunch of beautiful sisters, strong walls.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
In many more years.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So it makes you a better wife, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we learn some things now. We learn.
I know y'all won't be down man bashing in that.
No, we don't man bashing. How you treat your husband, what you're supposed to do
Amen.
As a wife, you know, respect him and things like that.
That's
the things we talk about.
Right.
I mean, even the one lesson that we had was when, and we didn't know the conversations were going this direction
mm-hmm.
as far as those of us who have husbands who are anointed
mm-hmm.
and have and those who, young persons who have fathers who are anointed,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to tighten up that respect,
right?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's no man bashing.
Hallelujah.
You know, not at all.
No.
Because we know y'all there.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We know we could not have stepped into
exactly.
our shoes or something.
That's right. I ain't come out of nowhere.
You know, that's right.
I'm going to add to that.
I have to agree with Ema when she says how the retreat strengthened us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking in this walk for 20 plus years,
mm-hmm.
I really feel that I have grown up with several of these ladies. But as Sister Bithia said and Sister Tishubia, they haven't been a part of our sisterhood for 20 plus years. However, as we go to retreat and come back and continue to work together, they become knitted into the fabric that the Most High has made of us as sisters. And it's just a way to really, without any other distractions, get to know one another and strengthen that bond that holds us together. So I agree, it is really a pleasure, and for me at this point, kind of a necessity. I look forward to that time just to have my sisters alone and, you know, just to be with them and the Father.
Amen. And to get away from the everyday life.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It is very refreshing to not have to work for 8 days. We do a little cooking, and of course we have to do our cleaning, but, you know, to focus on the Father and not on all those things of the world that pull and tug on us as women.
Amen. Well, anybody have anything else to add?
Sisters online, if you want to say something, please press the number 1 twice if you want to re-enter the conversation because it's still showing a question mark next to your name. So press it once if you are finished in, saying something, and then press it another time if you want to join the conversation. Yeah, press it twice.
I just want to, because we have this moment, take the time to thank our brothers.
Amen.
Because they make it possible for us to be able to do this.
Amen.
You know, husbands have to, you know, release their wives for, you know, for this time and take on the responsibility of homes and things like that. And I know from what I have heard from other assemblies and things like that, you know, I have heard and I'm surprised that there are assemblies where men don't even allow women to
mm-hmm.
study,
mm-hmm.
Together. You know,
yep.
together.
And it shocked me because we are, in our assembly, encouraged to study. And, you know, the scripture isn't only for men, because the Father put scriptures in there that are particularly for women. Not that we are not subject to our husbands as our heads, because we do recognize the order, but it's so wonderful to have men and husbands as counterparts who encourage us to establish that relationship with the Father for ourselves, who support us in our studies. They support us in working together and having a service to the Creator that we do together. And we really appreciate that because, you know, from my understanding, that isn't always the case in some assemblies. So we appreciate our husbands and brothers and elders for doing that for us. And we hope that all that we do is pleasing to them as it's pleasing to the Father. And, you know, it really helps us, and we will continue to appreciate that from our brothers.
Hallelujah.
I want to give the ladies a chance for a closing remark. I know Sister Elioa just gave hers. And I want to thank them for going and spending time with Abba, because I listened to one of those lessons before, and it helped me. Yahweh, He speaks to all. He speaks to all. You know, if that male chauvinist and coming to the correct understanding of His word, yes, we know that no woman should be standing up in the pulpit. We don't teach that here at Beth Yahweh. We don't teach that. We teach that elders, men should speak His word.
Hallelujah.
But there is a place for women to teach. That's what we teach. The scriptures teach that. We work according to the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
So we want to allow the sisters to get some closing remarks. Because you know somebody out there think, oh, Lord, those brothers out there, they're hoodwinked. No, the scriptures does not teach that a woman should teach. But it also teaches a congregation, but it does teach that women should teach the young daughters.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to uphold that because we uphold the word of Yahweh here.
Hallelujah.
Okay. I'm just thankful, waiting for the next retreat.
Yay.
Yeah. So I can't wait for the Father to show us what He wants us to do and how He show off our hearts.
Hallelujah.
Next year. So, until next year.
Hallelujah.
Closing remarks, I guess I will just have to, you know, turkey back off my sisters as far as one, appreciating the support of the brothers, and proud of you all as well, because you guys have taken the initiative to do your own retreat, and then this year was the first time you guys did Fathers and Sunday in the park.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a blessing, and like Sister Khadisha was saying, that next year we'll come back with more, you know, and just share what Abba has given us and encourage sisters who don't get the chance to come to the retreat. I think that's one of the things that we always want. We want every sister that's able to come to come, because we can talk about it, but until you see for yourself what Abba does.
Amen.
We had one house that every day you turned around, He was just giving us rainbows.
Amen.
So we were literally on the top of the mountain.
Amen.
And it was like, after a lesson, you go outside, a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
You go outside, take pictures, a rainbow.
Hallelujah.
You know, and it's easy for me to share it with you, but when you see that for yourself,
That's right.
You know, that Abba put His bow in the sky, or He rocks the house, or He let His wind blow through the house, that'll stay with you forever.
Hallelujah.
You know, and
That's
even,
right.
you know, husbands who wives don't really walk this way with us, you know, take the opportunity to encourage them to come around so they can experience that as well, to help build them up as, you know, as wives for, you know, for their husbands and for their family. So it's a blessing to be a part of the women's retreat, and I just look forward to many years of being here.
Hallelujah.
I'm also looking forward to next year. I feel like I've
feel like after, before my first retreat, I didn't really want to go. I didn't want to go at all. After experiencing it, you know, I look forward to each year. And, you know, sometimes I sit there and I'm like, man, I could just stay here forever, honestly. And it's weird. And it's weird because, you know, you think you'd miss all these things and you realize that you don't. Like, it's just like, it's so simple. And for me, it just seems like it's so simple. That's what you're supposed to do every day of your life.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So that's something, you know, I usually look forward to. And also, next month, yes, in August, the second weekend in August, we're going to be doing a retreat with the younger girls for the weekend, talking about the armor. Just to begin to give them a small experience of that, you know, taking away the time, not doing anything else but dedicating time to the Most High. So that's what we're going to do.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Shalom, bro. Yeah, I not piggybacking off the sisters, but then again, yes, piggybacking off the sisters, because the retreats from the very beginning have been a blessing. You know, unfortunately, I haven't been able to make all of the retreats, but every single one that I have been able to make have been a blessing to me personally. And I've seen the growth. I've seen the growth in our sisterhood. I've seen the growth in, you know, us being wives and mothers and, you know, just an overall maturity. You know, and I'm just really grateful that the Father planted the seed of the thought to even start something like this. You know, because it was necessary, because there was a time when, you know, years and years ago, that our sisterhood wasn't as tight. And there was, you know, some division here or there, but the Almighty wanted to tighten it up.
Amen.
And I'm very grateful for that because, you know, in Ikad, in unity, we have been able to do much.
Amen.
And
amen.
Much for the Father, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm making preparations from now so that I will be able to attend 8Ds next year, Yah willing.
Amen.
You know, and I've missed a lot over the years, but at the same time, I don't feel like I've really missed anything because all my sisters have told me in detail, you know, everything that has gone on at the retreat. And it gives you kind of in a bad way, envious in a sense of, oh man, I wanna get there.
Right,
I wanna do that. I wanna experience that. But I'm grateful for every time, even the weekend, because in that short span of time that Kai and I were there, Yahweh does a work.
Amen.
In a short amount of time. And it's such a blessing, you know. It's such a blessing to have, you know, Imas and Akwatis, you know, our strong walls. And I just pray that, you know, that the Almighty continue to bless us and allow it to grow through our daughters, you know.
Amen.
And the young women. I just pray that, you know, he allows it to continue. You know, Samari and I were having a conversation the other day, and one of the things that she said is, you know, I would love to see our daughters take over because, you know, my mother used to always say, you know, I'm not going up, I'm going down. So if I'm going down, then you have to rise.
Amen.
You know, so
that's right.
we were talking about, you know, the daughter, this is your legacy. This is
yes.
your legacy, you know, to continue and Yahweh willing with your daughters, and it just, you know, go on and go forth. And, you know, as the ones who have been here, you've seen every year it's gotten better and better and better because the Spirit of the Father is there, you know, and he's with us.
Hallelujah.
So just so thankful and grateful, you know. And I mean, I've even seen, you know, the Almighty work with sisters who once upon a time, if you would have asked them to teach, they'd be like, not me. I've seen it. And,
amen.
You know, Samara and I was talking the other day with Kadeshia, and, you know, I just pray that the Almighty work with me so that I may be able to teach someday.
Amen.
You know, because we were saying, she was saying, well, I'm not the teacher. I'll do this, I'll do that. But I said, you know what? Maybe we are teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Ooh, yeah. Yes.
Each one of us have that ability. And I just pray, I'm praying from now that the Father, you know, reveal to me what I can do for him next year.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know,
put you on the schedule.
So.
They will put you on the schedule, sis.
I know they will.
You said it. Is you going on the schedule?
You know.
Heard
it. He surely did. He surely did. And that, you know, it's part of integrity. You know,
that's right.
I'm praying about it. And
mm-hmm.
I just pray that he allows it to come to fruition. You know, whatever he puts on my heart and my mind to do, I pray the Father helps me to do that.
Amen.
You know, because
amen.
I was thinking about it the other day. When the word says
mm-hmm.
we come
mm-hmm.
before the throne boldly,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
what fear do we have? What fear should we have? Especially
that's
when
right.
we are amongst sisters.
That's right.
You know. So I just want to thank the Father. The retreats are wonderful. And, you know, I've heard sisters say, girl, you don't know what you're missing. And it's the
mm-hmm.
truth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right.
Look,
hallelujah. Toda, sis.
Hallelujah.
Toda. We're going to move on to the next sister. Sister Samaria.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
My final thoughts are, you know, I wanted to bust out a song, but I'm not going to do it. But I'm just thankful. I also thank our headship. I thank our husbands, like the sister said. I think they covered it all. It's just a blessed time. And that's it. What's better than that?
There's
nothing
better. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Sister Teshubia. Hi, I didn't know how to say my name. I would say for me it's refreshing, it's renewing, it's like a jump start to get back to the everyday life and hustle and bustle that we deal with that wears us down. I'm really, really thankful that I am a part of it and able to see the Father move.
Amen. Amen. Toda, sis. Toda. Ima Devin?
I would just like to say, first, a couple of things. When you were saying, I know you were saying jokingly that we be man-bashing, but I would like for everyone to know that it's something about this retreat that the Almighty deals with that when we're on that retreat, he be dealing with who we looking at in that mirror. And that
amen.
Really,
amen.
Really helps
amen.
Us to grow. And he gives us the understanding that we know that we have the anointed, we have the elders, the kings, the priests, and he gives us an understanding of
mm-hmm.
how we should
yeah.
Respect that and treat them and how we can be support for them which is what we're learning how to be support for the men and to be mothers for our, for the children. And we have a role, and we need, he's teaching us to stay in our place, our role, do the job that he's given us. He takes care of the rest. That's none of our business. Stay in our role, do our job. And also, another thing he gives us when we're on the retreats, he has blessed one of his daughters with the gift of song. You hand her a scripture, and we got a song. And generally a dance to it, too. And it's, and it's just so uplifting. And when we do that, and especially when we bring a song back, you know, for the congregation, it's just, it's uplifting to see the growth in us, you know, with the Father. And I'd also, I would like to thank our husbands and our brothers and everything, but a special thanks to our rabbi, because even before he we go, he's bombarded with the work of our lessons. We have to get them into into him, and everything that we're thinking about doing, we know we have to go to him, you know, to get approval. We don't do anything of our own. We know that. We're that's not our place to do that. But we bombard him, and sometimes we don't get it till we get there, but he never complains. And I would just like to say thank you for all of us.
Hallelujah. Ima Bithia.
Shalom.
Shalom.
I just, 25 years I prayed to the Most High, not knowing that it was God that I was praying to, but I was just praying to God for 25 years to lead me to a place. My initial prayer was that I wanted to live in his house.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know.
Amen.
I'm talking about the house above the heavens. I didn't know the Most High had a house on earth.
Hallelujah.
And I'm grateful that he led me to his house on earth, that I may sit and learn how to be a wife, because, you know, when you grow up, your mothers and your mothers teach you the ways that they learn from their mothers and so forth and so on. But that kind of led us away from the ways of the Most High a little. So now sitting in Beth Yahweh and sitting around my sisters, I'm learning how I should have been. I could have been a better wife, but praise Yah, he's teaching me now how to be a strong wall for a strong wall to my sisters, to my brothers, and I'm grateful that he's teaching me that. And going to the retreat, you know, you learn. I'm learning from my sisters, and I just want y'all to know that I'm learning and I'm listening to y'all. You know what to do and what not to do, how to do and how not to do. And at the retreats, this is what you learn. And I just want y'all to know I'm listening to you. And I just, you know, please continue to talk. Please continue to teach me, because although I am a Ema, but still y'all are Ema to me because you're older in the Word.
Amen.
And I just want y'all to continue to teach me, because I want to know. I don't want to diss. I don't want to disrespect my Father in any way I can. I want to give him praise in the things that I say, things that I do, and the works of my, how I speak. And I listen to y'all, and I just thank you, because I also prayed about that, for a place to go where I can just sit and study the Most High Word. And he blessed me with the retreat, to be able to go on a retreat. And that's what I asked for, you know. And I'm grateful just for the little things that the Most High do and show me. I don't have an earthly husband right now, but the Father is my husband, and I'm glad. I go to him and ask him for permission to do this or to do that. And he blessed me to do this and to do that, and I'm grateful.
Amen.
And the retreats are a wonderful thing for, you know, for women just to come together and learn and how to be respectful to their husbands and to their brothers and to their sisters and to their children, you know. Thank you, Father. And that's it. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Y'all come back. It's a blessing to the congregation because we be rocking. We need y'all when y'all gone and singing. It's not full. I'm going to put it that way. It's missing something. Now, well, we have our spiritual leader here tonight. You want to share some words? It's all right. That's all right, because he also has a wife that goes there. And how was that a blessing to you?
Well, it's a blessing. You know, hallelujah, first and foremost. Yeah. Praise be to the Most High. The retreats have been going on for quite some time, and I'm actually surprised that it lasted this long. But I'm also happy and I'm proud of the sisters for their consistency.
Okay.
One of the things that I've seen with my wife, because I've watched her grow as well, you know, throughout the past few years, and I see that when she goes away to these retreats and just turkey backing on something she mentioned earlier, how the sisters have become that strong wall, and they have strengthened her to get through a lot of different turmoil that she was going through. And she's become a better wife to me, a better mother to the children, and more importantly, and I think this is one of the things I really wanted to continue to encourage the sisters to keep on with the retreats for, is to be better servants to the Most High. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about. You know, our lives have been dedicated to serving him and doing that which is pleasing in his sight. And I see from the retreat, and I think I have somewhat of an advantage, praise be to the Most High, because I get to see these lessons that Ema Debbie just mentioned, and I see how the Most High is using each of them. I don't discuss it, you know, with anybody, but I see, and that alone lets me know that Abba is with us. And that's one of the things I want to encourage the congregation about. As we have learned years ago, don't take my word for it. Amen. The Most High is with us.
Amen.
Now, when these sisters go through these different things that they experience, these are testimonies that the Most High is doing these things. That is one thing that I'm going to share that I didn't hear just yet. Yeah. Now, y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. But see, when they got to the retreat, it just so happened there happened to be a herd of oxen in the yard across from them. As they were arriving, from what I was told, the oxen ran around to meet them.
Yes.
Now, to us who are studying that word, we understand what the symbol of that ox is.
Hallelujah.
See, that's the Most High. And even in that, before they even opened the door, the Most High let them know he was with them.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Forget that.
Yeah, I heard that story too. It makes you feel good when you hear the Most High doing that. And especially your sisters. Because if y'all can see what I see the joy in their faces, and their joy, it brings it on to me, and I feel giddy. You know, thank you, Abba. Thank you. As all we can say is thank you for your presence. Thank you for establishing that you are with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sending your son down here, for dying for us. And thank you for the obedience of our rabbi. Thank you for the Kohanim, Father.
Hallelujah.
The priests that take the time to study lessons and put lessons together for the congregation.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for each and every person inside of that Yahweh, Father. I ask that you watch over them, Father. I ask that you watch over the kids, Father, over the children, Father, over the elders, Father, even the sick, Father, that you touch them and heal them, Father. Like no one else can. Thank you. Yahushua's holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God. All the glory belongs to you. Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God. Yeah. How we desire to give your name the highest praise today. So we say,